Climate change is causing ice withdrawal and creating stress for animals that live on it. When sick seals started showing up on beaches off Barrow last July, some saw it as the latest evidence of global warming. As part of our series on climate change, Johanna Urich reports that tracking clues behind the ring seal's sickness created an international effort, with native hunters working with biologists in a way that may provide a model for responding to future changes in the Arctic.
It started when Jason Harriman, a wildlife biologist heading up a ring seal tagging study in Barrow, got a call from a co-worker about a seal that was on the beach with hair loss and skin lesions. Jason works for the North Slope Borough's Department of Wildlife Management, an organization with roots in the collaboration between Inuit whalers and biologists to document the abundance of bowhead whales. Jason was studying ice seals because they're an important food for native people.
So originally I didn't think a whole lot of it. You know, it was one isolated incident of a seal up on shore.
Hairless seals had been seen before, but then more sick seals started showing up. The count that summer shows more than 100 ring seals hauled out on beaches along the North Slope Borough, half of them dying. Willard Neacock from Point Lay says last summer sick seals were a common sight.
My wife and I would go out every weekend or after work to enjoy the day if it's nice and calm. And we see, you know, seals here and there that are, you know, too weak to move, or they would have lesions, hair loss, mostly around the flippers and the head.
Willard monitors the walrus haul-out at Point Lay. He reported seeing walruses with skin lesions. They also appeared sick. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration declared an unusual mortality event, setting up an investigative team with Raphael Stimmemeyer from the borough's Wildlife Department in the lead. This was the first such event that involved animals people rely on for food. Hunters taught by tradition not to eat sick animals did not eat the meat, but some hairless seals were fed to dogs, to no ill effect. The more scientists looked, the more they found. Sick seals were showing up all over the Arctic, and it wasn't just ring seals, but other ice seals. Scientists ran a host of tests and found no clear cause for the disease or syndrome. This spring, Raphael Stimmemeyer met with Russian biologists and hunters to set up a cooperative research effort.
All of the haulouts are in Russia. Alaska only has Point Lay now for a couple of years, or the haulouts out on Bristol Bay, or the small haulouts out on St. Lawrence Island.
Среди моржей, наверное, впервые мы обнаружили в 2002 году.
Anatoly Kochnev, a biologist working with native hunters in Russia's Chukotka region, speaking through a translator, says they first noticed walruses with skin lesions 10 years ago.
We believe we're seeing more walruses with skin lesions, so the disease seems to be spreading, but very slowly. Whereas, as far as seals are concerned, we're experiencing an explosion of this disease in Chukotka.
Я сейчас точную формулировку не помню, которая меня сразу натолкнула.
Anatoly surprised the meeting with indicating that polar bears had been seen hairless with skin lesions.
Information that I heard from traditional hunters about polar bears that had hair loss and skin problems, and they were always linked to the absence of ice and the need for the bears to swim for a long period of time.
A few weeks later, during a survey of the Beaufort Sea, polar bears were found with hair loss and skin lesions off Alaska. Scientists don't know what is causing the symptoms. Raphael Stimmemeyer goes so far as to say that they may never know the precise cause because it might be a combination of changes in the environment.
Sea ice retreat, plus long distances travels, plus, you know, not enough available food, warming of the water. You put all of these things together and you suddenly can end up with a new disease syndrome.
I'm Johanna Urich.